matter in a real problem, although there are people who start out by writing down the fundamental equations and then try to solve them mathematically. These people are failures in this field. The real successes come when they start from a point of view where they get a rough idea where they're going, and they begin to make a kind of approximations, what's big and what's small in the complicated situation. So these problems are so complicated that an elementary understanding, although inaccurate and incomplete, isn't worthwhile getting. And so the subject will be one that you'll go over and over again each time with more accuracy as you go through your course in physics. Another reason for beginning right now in the subject is that you've already had used many of these ideas in, for example, chemistry, and you've also heard of some of them in high school. And furthermore, the subject is interesting. And anyway, you've got to learn everything, so which is first is not essential. But anyway, since you've already learned some of these things in chemistry, I thought it would be kind of fun to show you what the physical basis is behind it. To give an interesting example, you know that equal volumes of gases at the same pressure and temperature contain the same number of molecules. That's a fundamental principle that was used in the early days to discover the laws of, in fact, that was one of the ways the atoms were discovered, because of the laws of proportion, that when you mixed gases in chemical reactions, you took volumes which had simple integral relations. And it was understood ultimately by Avogadro that meant